Do you feel that subsequent generations of Americans have had certain misperceptions about the war? If so, what are they?
Well, yeah, I think that a lot of them, before they ever get into the war, have misconceptions about it, about this, you know, John Wayne type of stuff, where you're going to be a hero and you do all it. It doesn't come out that way, you know. And I think there are a lot of them, kids are misled. It's just like they have development bias because of the Navy and the Marines that are always our policemen. You know, they're the ones that guarded the brigs and all that. But you take, they really, really work on them to get them to be loyal to, you know, gung-ho stuff. But, and that's all right, but it's also, you know, it's a little bit misleading too, you know. And a lot of kids get, just like I'm telling you about the guy and lady, you know, say, hey, Marines, and we were doing fine, you know, and then they got themselves killed and so on. And they even got some of our guys killed because it concentrated back on them where the fire was coming from. But there's certain things that are misleading and dreamers, you know, and not to put the Marine Corps down. That's in a lot of young kids. You don't see Marines going around just when they go recruiting. They're dressed like parade, you know, and get all these battle stars now or vital campaign bars. I don't know what all the campaign bars are. I've gone to recruiters that haven't even been left the state. They got five rows. Of them. We had three rows, I think, three rows of three, six, nine, about nine ribbons. But I think that some kids are misled by that kind of phone. And then their recruiting films are great, and their but Iwo Jima films and stuff like that. That's the way it was. But are misleading, and they do recruiting. And I think that it's a shame that they're misled a little bit on that. And I'm sure a lot of them are very disappointed when they do enlist and say, now it's in, I can't do anything else about it. Get involved in it, but I do think that they have delusions of grandeur, you know, sometimes, you know, and being Audie Murphy, you know. You know who Audie Murphy was?
Yeah.
See, there's a case of a real hero who was, what was he, 16 when he started out, and won more decorations than anybody. Yeah, but some of this, I guess it's the bias against the Marines, and because the Army don't do that, you know. Mm-hmm. They got to grab outfit, you know. So you don't certainly didn't join the Army for their uniform. Mm-hmm. That's all salesmanship. That's what it is. And you look at what's going on right now in the Marine. And look at the things. Even cartoon yesterday was pretty good. Got a cartoon paper yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Got a guy, not only a Marine or a soldier, but he's in the window and he's got the stack of bills up there on a string, and he's hiding down in his recruiting station. The guys come down the street and wants to pick him up so they can pull him in. He's offering them money, you know. And that's what I think we're going to go to pretty soon, to get the D for a mercenary type of thing,
mm-hmm.
Soldier fortune kind of thing, you know. And that saves our kids. It kills all the poor people who come do that. Send the kids to live there for a living. I don't know. See, I kind of against this war.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I can't connect it. I can't connect terrorists with Lico. Saddam Hussein, I can't connect it to. I know there are terrorists, and I know it's Saddam Hussein. I know he ran his country, and he was a cruel and vicious man. He should have been killed. But, I can't see why we invade countries like that and get all these kids at our skill. We're not going to get anything out of them. We'll never ever get
We've changed goals twice, or three times. First it was putting the missiles to rest, and then it was changing regime, and now it is freedom or something like that. It's freedom. But that's my politics.
Okay. If there's one thing you could say to future generations of Americans about your experience in World War II, or just World War II in general, what would it be?
Well, if the war is hell, and try to avoid it as much as you possibly can. If you need to go, you know, if the country's right, and you need to go, go. You owe it to your country for that.
How do you view the significance of World War II in the scope of America's history, and how have your personal experiences shaped this view?
Well, I think it was, it changed, World War II changed everything. Our world is completely different. World War II did that. That's why you can't be an isolationist and so on, because World War II was a world war. And look what it's done to the world. It's changed the whole world. And I'd say that if you look at the people who participated, which, you know, that they've been told of the greatest generation and all that, and it was, you know, and the accomplishments and the kinds of things they did, you know, like Citizen Soldier, I don't know if you ever read that, but it's a wonderful thing. It's about guys who were in the bank as a teller, in the store as a clerk, and they go and they got to figure out how in the hell we spot these people, you know, and how creative and how, you know, how it was creative, what they were, the ways they did. They used more, they developed more strategies than you know, MacArthur and those guys ever did at West Point, and they developed them on their own, you know. They say, hey, you know, like Americans are, you know, inventors because, you know, it's what's that saying about necessity? You know,
necessity is the mother of invention.
And you get a bunch of guys who, all they've ever done is, like, they say, clerk in stores and, you know, lumber mills or mines or whatever, and go and fight a war against what they had to fight at again, and have invented ways to do it, that they were smarter than all of the equipment and all that they were going against, and how they did it, and how everybody was part of that too. It was some men, you know, just everybody got involved, and the women in the aircraft industry, building planes and ships, and how it showed that we pitch in and we can do, you know, we put it together and we got the right leaders. And for the right reasons, that they produce everything you could do. You know, sometimes we get into, you know, if you got the reason, and people are in the right reason, they'll beat anybody there is with anything that they want to do. And that's the American spirit, and that's what we need more of it. But we need it to be directed in the right way. We can't change goals. Going out the football field in the huddle and saying, I don't think any of these plays are going to work, but who can come up with another one, you know? Yeah, I'd say it's people like that developed the country and it changed the world, and it still has an impact on the world. It's made us, which a lot of people didn't think that people in other parts of the world, you know, were grateful for it. They really were. I traveled Europe and so on. And every time you go anywhere and you say, you know, well, I was in the Navy in World War II. Oh, God, you know, you got to, you know, we owe so much to America. And we did it for everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like... so many people want to get out of United Nations is, you know, something that's more or less our whole baby, and they've done an awful lot, and they still are, and people don't know about it, you know. It's they're responsible for so many things in the world that we trained for, and now we shouldn't criticize them unless they're going to get the bad. But no, the world owes America an awful lot. And that's the, I kind of think that's why we are as great as we are, because we are a giving people, we are a patriotic people, but we also are, look at how we feel about how we treat each other in our own communities when somebody has a tough break, you know, how people rush to help and stuff like that. And that's, you know, that's a spirit that isn't in every country. It isn't in every country. You can be in some of those armies, and they don't care, you know. I mean, they're not buddy-buddy, you know. They got in there a different way than the army, and they don't like it, and they have to be in it, or they get shot, and so, but they don't care. You know, there's no buddy-buddy stuff in there. It's not anything like we have as far as help one another in that. And they might to a degree, but when the chips are down, they'll leave you alone and they'll run. That's what I feel.